You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Many residents of Siouxland and the Iowa Great Lakes are focused on keeping the area around Lake Okoboji unpolluted and pristine. The Dickinson County Conservation Board has made some gains in that area by acquiring the former Brooks National Golf Club, which is right next to East Lake Okoboji. The executive director of the board, Lee Sorensen, says the golf course came up for sale less than a month ago, so the board moved quickly to buy it with the help of a generous anonymous benefactor who donated $3 million to the board.
And we were contacted and said if it was purchased, would we accept it as a gift? And we said absolutely. And things just went by really quick, and the anonymous donor purchased it or donated money to our conservation foundation, and they actually ended up purchasing it under the conservation board's name.
Doesn't it also really help with the water quality issues up there?
Yes, because anytime you have an development, like I said, you got people fertilizing lawns and you got bluegrass, which has no really filter system. So the pieces that we have in native prairie actually helps the water quality because the root system filters the water going through the soil. So any parts that aren't used as the golf course will be put in prairie or get out of that Kentucky bluegrass mindset where we have a better filter system.
So what's going to happen now with the golf course now that you own it?
Well, our biggest questions right now is the golf course going to stay? Is kind of the basic response we got. And for this year, our goal is yes, it will stay. And beyond that, we have not made any decisions on whether the golf course is going to be there or it isn't going to be there. That's kind of where the public comment comes in, and we do our due diligence to see how to move forward.
Does that happen later on this year? You guys are going to have that or?
We'll actually start that process with the snow still here until people can get out, and honestly for us to really get out and walk around the property and just kind of brainstorm on, you know, what could happen in the future. So it'll be throughout the summer that we'll be taking those notes and asking people's input for where this piece of property goes for a direction.
So it was always helpful to have it there.
Cool. You got your different levels of, you know, a native prairie is going to clean water better than your short grasses. So it's on different levels for water clarity and cleanliness of water. So our real goal was the development, the reducing of commercial development or housing development. Yep.
Part of this, the donation, was it that a conservation easement would be there? Is that what happened?
Correct. Yep. We have until November to get a conservation easement on the property. And what that easement will say is that there's no future commercial development or housing development placed on the land.
Well, that's a pretty big swath there, isn't it?
It is. It's 230 acres.
And land up around Okoboji is pretty important thing, as we all know.
It just seemed like it was the right fit for us for conservation practices and being adjacent to our Kenyu Park area already. And so we've worked very close with the golf course in the past with Birding on the Greens and educational programs like that. So it just seemed to be a good fit.
So what's going to happen with the buildings that are there? Isn't there a restaurant there and a shop?
Yep, there's a restaurant, the pro shop, and then a couple small maintenance facilities. And right now, our goal is we're working on an agreement with the current management to operate the golf course as is for this year. And then through the summer, the conservation board will look at all their options and take public comment to see what's the best fit for the future of this property.
Are there any other things that you're looking forward to in terms of conservation up there that you're particularly interested in or that you're, you know, particularly proud of in the last year?
Well, we're really working on, our pollinators is a huge program of ours to help the butterflies and the bees, because the pollinators are taking such a decrease in numbers. We just did our expansion of the Nature Center, our addition, which will be actually opening in November this year, our grand opening, with all our environmental education interactive displays to educate people on how to benefit pollinators and what can we do at home to increase the pollinators. So we're really pushing the pollinators because, you know, that relates to our food source, which is vital for all of us. And with their decline, we need to take the proper steps to enhance them and not decline them.
That was Lee Sorensen, the executive director of the Dickinson County Conservation Board, which has recently purchased a golf course next to East Lake Okoboji.